Hello, everyone, and welcome to So Wealth Destiny. This journey has been about uncovering more of yourself, and it's been about really learning to connect to yourself and to the energy of money and choosing to embrace it, choosing to know that that's a part of you. For so long in our lives, we've been efforting, and we've been trying hard, and we've been working hard, but that's has been the old way of accessing money and accessing wealth. This journey that we've been in for this last year, or for some of you a little bit longer, a little bit less, really has been to reconfigure that within you, reconstruct that within you, to identify the parts of you that haven't been aligned with you with abundance and prosperity and money and wealth, and to decide, what is that is creating that separation between you and money? We understand that everything is energy. Everything around us, your energy, everything around you is energy. So is money. Money is energy. And if it's energy, it's a part of you. It's a part of who you are. It's a part of your makeup. It is part of your DNA. So this work has been about closing that gap and recognizing that money is not necessarily outside you. It is being manifested outside you, but it comes from within. The ability to create wealth, the ability to create abundance comes from within. It's your ability to recognize your worth, your value, and to allow that to overflow within you. And what often happens is that we focus on the past, we focus on our environment, we judge it, and we judge ourselves. And in doing that, we're actually creating more separation from living the abundant life that we want to live. We create separation from our true source of abundance, our true source of wealth, our true source of happiness and joy. When we talk about money in this of course, has been about prosperity, but it's really about prosperity in all areas of your life. It's about realizing that you can choose, how you want to live your life. You can choose what you attract into your life. You can choose to allow infinite. You can choose to allow possibility. You can choose to allow potentiality, that you are not limited. You're not limited in what you currently have. You're not limited in what you can create. You're not limited in which you allow yourself to receive, because all of that has been conditioning. All of that has been beliefs and limitations. So we want to delete and uncreate that. First of all, we want to recognize, why do I not have what I currently desire? Why do I not have my dreams? Why am I not living my vision? So first we want to recognize that. And in recognizing that, we recognize that there is a gap between where we are and where we want to go. And then we look at, well, what is that gap? What is in that gap that is preventing me from being there? And 90% of that is mental, is in the subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind is what's creating your reality. If you think about situations in which you had an opportunity, in which you had an event show up in your life where you could have chosen to move forward, where you could have chosen to take a step forward toward it. You may see, observe, witness the fears that came up. You may recognize the old belief systems and the old story that actually kept you from moving forward. All of that is what's in the gap. So we want to recognize that we are creating our reality. If you're not manifesting that, you're not taking that opportunity, you're not taking action and following through with that, was self-sabotage. But that self-sabotage came from your own thoughts, feelings, and limitations that you created for yourself, your own paradigm. So we went into delete and uncreate that. Now, I often get asked about patterns when I see this happening over and over and over and over and over again. Well, that's something that you react to. So a pattern is created by something happens and you react a certain way, and then you get a certain outcome. then something like that similar happens, then you react very similar to that because you already know it's innate, and then you create the same outcome again. So there is your pattern. So the way to uncreate your pattern is to recognize when you are reacting, I'm reacting in fear, and therefore I make fearful decisions or fear-based decisions. I am reacting in unworthiness, therefore I am not asking for my value, my self-worth. Others are taking advantage of me, others are whatever that is. So you want to recognize yourself. You want to recognize how you show up when it relates to different events in your life, to recognize the pattern that you're creating and to break the pattern. I often get also asked about taking it all away. Well, all the tools that we have are great resources, but it does take practice. You know, we can shift something in that moment. We can go back and reset an experience. But when you're triggered again, if you don't have good tools or if you don't have a good practice, then you recreate the same experience or something similar. So it's very important for you to have that self-awareness and self-mastery so that you can choose something different. So you can choose something else. Think about a time where you had an opportunity, whether it was a career, whether it was connected to investing, whether it was connected to a new job, whether it was a new business venture, or an opportunity just to, maybe it was to learn something so that you could change your career. So think about something like that and then notice why you didn't take it. Notice why you didn't follow through with it. Take a look at the feelings and the thoughts that came through that made you decide not to move forward with that. And just allow all of that. There is no judgment. We're just recognizing our pattern. And when we can recognize our pattern, then we can change it. Because you have been creating from that pattern, from that behavior, from that story, from those belief systems. So we want to recognize what was so that we can change it into something that works for us. So take a moment and notice. I get a question, often get a question about this specific issue about there are opportunities come my way and I don't take action. Well, you not taking action, again, it could be related to an old trauma that you've had that is embedded and you're afraid to experience that again. It could be a result of shame and blame and fault that you have connected to something in the past. Or it could be the fear of failure, the fear of success, the fear of not being enough, the fear of not being able to once you start follow it through. So you're avoiding the pain or shame connected to that. So that is about self-belief and self-trust. So we want to recognize among the eight pillars, self-belief, self-trust, self-forgiveness, self-acceptance, self-love, being enough, knowing that you're enough, self-worth, and deservingness. Which one of those is showing up in your reality that you're not aligned with, that is creating your reality, that is keeping you from having what you desire at this point? And notice what comes up. And you can even measure where you are with the eight pillars. You can go about one by one. So we can start with self-love. How much do you love yourself? 0 to 100. And you want to be in the 90s. That's your goal. However, if you're not, that's just an opportunity. If you're at 20, 30%, then that you have a big opportunity. So if your life looks like this, what would it look like when you're at 90%, 92%, 95%? So let's take a look at self-belief. 0 to 100. Where are you? Self-trust, 0 to 100. Self-forgiveness, how easily is it for you to forgive? Self-acceptance. I accept myself for who I am. Are you 80%, 90%? Now your belief in I am enough. Now I am worthy. Zero to 100. I am deserving. Now you can even test what you want to become. So if you are working in abundance, on prosperity, on wealth, on money, so you're looking at your alignment, you can test for that too. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And let's test, I am abundant. So this is about how much do you believe that you are or can hold the energy of abundance. And go ahead and write that down because you want to see what is creating in your reality. Okay, now let's look at prosperity. I am prosperous. I am wealthy. And I am money. So this is recognizing that money is energy and vibration, and that it's a part of you. That it exists within you and is part of your DNA as well, that is interchangeable with your energy. And it's interesting if you have a variation between money, wealth, abundance, and prosperity, that means that you see them differently. So you want to see them very much the same, like building blocks of each other. So take a look at, why am I separating them? They may represent different things to you. So abundance may be just, may be connected to joy and happiness as well. Prosperity may be things working in your life, or your full life working and having plenty. Wealth may actually, for you, may be like your finances, like what you see in the bank, what's in the bank, what's in your wallet. And money could be your what you receive, what you receive from your work, what you receive from your business. So you might make them, like, build, again, building blocks of each other and separated them. So what you want to do is make them part of one big energy. So if they are building blocks, and if you see them that way, you want to amplify all of them. You want to amplify them so that they're benefiting from each other. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale, and go ahead and do that now. And notice if it's difficult for you to integrate that. Notice if it's difficult for you to feel the energy of each one of them working together. Also notice if you have any conditions around, if you have any conditions, especially around money and wealth. I receive money when I work or through my efforts or through my career or through my business. Or when I work, or when I have clients. So notice if you have any conditions, and you want to delete and uncreate all of that. Clear, delete, clear, delete. Clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete, clear, delete. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And notice in your body where you feel the misalignment. In reality, they're the same energy, but we've given it different definitions, like affluence, opulent, luxury, rich. Notice within you, what is the construct of money, wealth, and prosperity and abundance? And what does that look like? Does it look like a fluid moving energy? Or does it look like energy that is pulling in different directions? Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. You can see them as a puzzle, each piece of a puzzle nicely fitting together. You can see them as a sphere. And they're all part of the energy in the sphere, either revolving or inside the sphere. You can see them as a beautiful light, like a star in front of you, and all of them moving in and around the light. Once you have that, once you feel like they're all really the same energy and there are no conditions around them, they're not connected to hard work, efforting, my job, my clients, my services, my products. They're not connected to my value. They're not connected to others' perceived value. Go ahead and delete anything in the way of that. Very good. And when you feel like it's balance, go ahead and take one more deep breath. Again, create the image that feels most comfortable for you, whether it's a sphere, a star. It can look like a matrix. It can look like a Merkaba. Whatever feels comfortable for you, where they're all part of the whole, where they're all essential and they're working together. Now go ahead and take a look at if there are any other conditions. If you have any if and whens. When I do this, then I get paid. When I do that, then money shows up. When I work hard, delete and create that, delete and create that, delete and create that, delete and create that. And you want to remember, you want to embody your divine right inheritance. Wealth, prosperity, opulence, affluence, it's already within you. It's your divine right. But we've separated from it. We've separated from it and we decided that we didn't deserve And then we started working our way up to what we felt we deserve. So currently what you have is what you feel you deserve. So take a look, delete and uncreate that reality. Delete and create that reality. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And clear, delete, transmute, transform, delete, transmute, transform, delete, transmute, transform. Across the time, dimension, space, and reality, no direction of time. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And amplify the light, the star, the Merkaba, whatever you created for yourself, amplify it in front of you. And see its radiance all around, all in front of you. And then we want to invite it in. We're inviting it in because we're saying it is a part of us. It is a part of who we are. It is within us. It is part of our divine right. It is our divine nature. It is in our DNA. And it is part of our cellular makeup. It is ours. It is not different and it's not separate from who we are. We're a cosmic universe. All energies are part of who we are. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And amplify it one more time. Allow all the energies of what you describe as financial support, a luxurious life, a richly lived life of wealth and prosperity, of opulence, of affluence. So allow all the frequencies to come together and expand that beautiful light in front of you. Notice that the light wants to connect to different parts. Maybe it wants to connect to your third eye, maybe to your throat, to your heart space. So go ahead and allow it. Go ahead and take one more deep breath and allow it to be part. It wants to come in and feel those spaces. And it feels like those spaces where it wants to come in, it's where you lack the belief that this is yours and then this is part of who you are. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Again, bring it in, amplify it. And as you're amplified, ask yourself again those questions and see where you are. 0 to 100. I am abundant. I am prosperous. I am wealthy. I am money. And let's go ahead and add other terms that you may have that you've decided, when I am this, then I'm there. Other terms could be affluence, opulence, luxurious, rich. So test those as well and see how much you're embodying, or test your idea of wealth, whatever definition you've given it? Now, the one that is the lowest is the one that is holding you back. So there may be something that you are resisting. So affluence, prosperity, so abundance, prosperity, wealth, and money. What are you resisting that is not allowing you to embody, to own? It's an energy. It's a vibration. It's a beingness. It's a belief. The hardest part that I see is the belief. I don't believe that I am abundant because my environment is not showing it. I don't believe I'm prosperous because a part of my life is not working. I don't believe I'm wealthy because my bank account is not reflecting it. So it's the belief and the judgment do you have as you're looking at what is. So you get to let go of that judgment. You get to be okay where you are so that you can get to the next level. When you stop judging your environment, when you stop judging what is and what you have, then more shows up. So we want to create that space for that. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Just notice, what am I judging? What am I judging? What am I criticizing? What am I saying makes me unhappy? Sometimes you say, I am unhappy with my career, or I am unhappy where I live, or I am unhappy in the relationship, or I am unhappy with the money I'm making. Well, you're choosing to be unhappy. You can relate to be in acceptance and then find a solution. Okay, this is what it is. What's the solution? Because I can be here and be miserable, or I can be here and find a solution. I can be grateful for what is being provided for me in this moment, in this time. I can be grateful and ask for more. Thank you. This or something better. This or something better. This or something better. Go ahead and take one more deep breath and see how you're doing, and how do you feel about this or something better. And notice if, again, take a deep breath and take a look at around whatever you've been judging, whether it's your career, your bank account, your home, your relationship. Take a deep breath. I am grateful. This or something better. And see if you can allow something better. Because being unhappy is what prevents from something better from coming in. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And go ahead and bring in forgiveness, and go ahead and bring in compassion for yourself as you recognize, wow, I've been in my way. I've been holding myself back. I haven't been allowing myself to receive more of this, more abundance, more prosperity, more wealth, more money. I forgive myself. I forgive myself, and I feel compassionate. I'm filled with compassion for that part of me that felt angry or upset or regretful. I bring her love. I bring her forgiveness. I bring her compassion. I bring your understanding. I bring your loving kindness. And you want to connect with that part of you and invite her to be here with you. You want to invite her to be here with you in possibility. So go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and scan your lifetime. It's like inviting a friend who feels broken, who feels alone, who feels rejected, who feels overwhelmed, who feels frustrated, who feels unsupported, who feels like there's nobody there for her, who feels that, you know, unworthy, or that there's no way out. You're saying, let me show you a way. Let me show you possibility. I'm here for you, just like you would do with a friend. Even if you didn't have the answers, even if you didn't know what the solution was, but you're still offering your support. So let's go ahead and do that now. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Scan your timeline. And let's invite her, you, all those parts of you. Notice all those events you feel shame about. You still have resentment. You're creating self-punishment and self-sabotage. So we want to invite you to step out of that. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. If you see multiple parts of yourself, invite them all. This is your time to let yourself know it is okay. That was okay. That was what it was. And I'm inviting you to leave that behind and to step into what could be. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And let yourself know it is okay. Your pain, your struggle, it's okay. We can let go of it. We can change it. You no longer need to hold on to it. It's okay. It's going to be okay. And notice if any part of you feels lost in the past. Show her the way to possibility to be here with you now. And especially bring back, invite here all those parts of you that felt, I don't deserve. Either I don't deserve happiness, I don't deserve love, I don't deserve forgiveness, I don't deserve abundance. Those parts of you that are punishing themselves because they feel they deserve it or they feel that there's something wrong. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale and release them, free them from that torture, torment, pain, from that self-sabotage. Free them from loss. Free them from shame. Free them from guilt. Let them know that it's okay for them to forgive themselves. It is okay for them to start anew, have a fresh start. It is okay for them to feel worthy. It is okay for them to receive love. It is okay for them to allow love in, to allow themselves to experience happiness again. abundance and prosperity. One more deep breath. Notice if they're holding on to any trauma, maybe victimization, and they feel like it was their fault. Let them know it's not their fault. Free them from that, any trauma, physical, mental, emotional, financial. It's okay for you to forgive yourself. It's okay for you to experience the compassion. It's okay for you to experience kindness. You deserve it. You're worthy. You're essential. You're a child of the divine. You matter. You matter. You're important. And you are loved. You're loved because you are divine creation. And notice where you're holding any blocks. Go ahead and take a deep breath and clear, delete, transmute, transform. If you're feeling this is too easy, it should be this easy. It should be this easy for you to say, I deserve. I give myself a chance. I am worthy of love. I am a child of the divine. I forgive myself. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. And allow all of that to come up to the surface. Clearly, trust me, transform. Clearly, trust me, transform. Clearly, trust me, transform. Across the time, dimension, space, and reality, no direction of time. Clear, 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 clear. Clear, delete. Clear, delete. Clear, delete. One more deep breath. And allow it to all come up. For some of you, it feels like it's lodged into your root chakra. Go ahead and unlock it. Dislodge all of that. Self-sabotage. So if you've been sabotaging your ability to thrive, your ability to survive, then you've been in struggle. You've been creating struggle all your life. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And let's release, delete, and uncreate that. Beautiful. Now come back to the light that was there. Before you integrate that light, notice if there are any other part of you, if there's any other part of you that wants to come forth, wants to be integrated. Okay, go ahead and scan your lifetime again. Very good. You may even experience or feel them coming into your body, integrating into you. They now have a place with you. They now have a home with you. They now feel like they belong. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Now go ahead and check that item that was the lowest, 0 to 100. And notice if it's much higher. And you may still be integrating, so that number could be moving closer to 100. So 0 to 100. You can test all of them if you like. I am abundance. I am prosperity. I am wealthy. I am money. And then test your other definitions of having and receiving, like I am affluence or affluent. I am opulence or opulent. I am luxurious. I am rich. And test any other definition you have that for you signifies wealth, signifies prosperity, signifies having, living your dreams. Very good. Go ahead and take another deep breath and exhale. Now the light that represents all of this that's in front of you. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Amplify it even more. Now that you feel more aligned and more congruent, all the little parts of you have integrated into you. And allow it to come in wherever it wants to come in. Whatever space it wants to fill, whether it's the third eye, the throat, the heart, the power center, sacral, or root chakra. Go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. And one more deep breath. One more deep breath. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now go ahead and ground yourself in this light and allow it to fill in all the spaces within the spaces to expand through your energy centers, your auric field, down to the cellular level, down to the DNA level, down to the quantum level. And it amplifies at the quantum level even more. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Make sure that you're completely grounded in this light and it's radiating from all your energy centers. Make sure they're open as well. and delete and create anything in the way of that. This is your new way of being. This is what you're embodying now. Go ahead and take one more deep breath. Now go ahead and run gold energy through your crown all the way through. This is your connection to source. This is a blessing from source. This is you saying, yes, I accept this or something better. The gold light may be surrounding and overflowing the white light. And that's okay. Let's go ahead and expand that even more. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. One more deep breath. Now notice the difference from when you first started to now. Notice how much more grounded you feel. Notice your level of self-belief and self-trust, your level of certainty. Very good. Okay. Take one more deep breath and bring yourself back into your body. And as you come back into your body, feel yourself expanded, aligned, connected, certain of the work you did, certain of your path forward, and certain about what you're allowing and what you're ready to receive. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Take one more deep breath. It is done. It is done. It is done. So be it. Namaste. Beautiful. Okay, everyone. Well, thank you for being here. And I look forward to talking to you very soon. Have a blessed day. Enjoy the rest of your week. Namaste.